Good morning. A snowy Monday morning. We're with our Alan Shar Talk. What a bang winter started with yesterday, and we saw thousands of flights canceled as the end of the Thanksgiving holiday, Alan, saw many people trapped in what has now amounted to, at least upstate in our region, inches and inches of snow, over a foot of snow already in many parts, heading toward perhaps double that by the time this is over tomorrow near midday. The schools began closing yesterday, even the University at Albany, and some colleges closed a day earlier, I'm sure, wishing and hoping that people will stay put. And if you can this morning, you should. It's a mess out there.
There's no question about it. You know, I took off of the gym yesterday, which is very close to our home, and it was hellish. It's slippery. There's ice in some places. You have to be very, very careful. And of course, there are those drivers who say, nobody knows how to drive in snow except for me. And then you see in Maryland, multi-car crack up because everybody thinks that they know how to drive in snow. Now, you got to take it easy. You got to go slow. You've got to be very, very careful. And if possible, you shouldn't go out. And while I'm on the subject, I really want to thank you, David, for making it through. I mean, you have a little bit of a drive, and you got through the snow, and you got your people plowed out in your own home. So it's really a testimonial to your dexterity in all of this.
And I heeded your just mentioned advice, you know, took it slow, gave myself plenty of time so I could make it. It's not worth it. Please be safe out there. Well, let's start with some of the political news that's moved over the weekend. We know now, I'm reading from the Washington Post, Trump's counsel says the president will not take part in the impeachment hearing on Wednesday. Pat Cipollone did not rule out participation in future proceedings, characterized the first hearing to be held by the House Judiciary Committee as unfair. So here we go.
Well, of course not. They didn't show up for Mueller. They made sounds. They were gonna. They wanted to. I want to. The others won't let me. But of course, the president knows full well that if he gets up there and testifies, there are going to be questions, and there are going to be specific questions, and he's going to answer them. And if he answers them truthfully, he's in trouble. And if he doesn't answer them truthfully, he's also in trouble. So, of course, he wasn't going to testify. I mean, you'd have to be out of it not to get that part of it.
What are your thoughts on the coming Judiciary Committee hearings as they are poised to draft and debate articles of impeachment? We have Representative Gerald Nadler, chairman of that committee, as the Times puts it, to maintain order and inject gravity and fairness into those proceedings.
Well, Nadler is a guy who is well known for his outspokenness on the one hand. And on the other hand, you have to be naive not to figure that Nancy Pelosi was running the show, because she is. I think the fact that Nadler hasn't had control of this whole process from the very beginning shows that they have, in my opinion, some doubts about whether or not he can be contained. Now, it's interesting because basically Ukrainian politics has been at the top of this, and whether or not the president of Ukraine was asked by the president of the United States to do us a favor. And we know what that favor is now. But it may well be that Nadler is going to want to add some charges. And obstruction is a big charge. Let's see whether they put that one on and if it means anything in terms of the process moving forward.
Let's talk about abortion for a minute, Alan. We haven't talked about that issue in a long time. There's an article in the Times, a divided left confronts losses in the battle on abortion. Miscalculations and an unexpected victory by President Trump have put abortion access at its most vulnerable point in decades, and the left on the defensive.
Disgusting, that's what it is. A bunch of men telling women what they can do with their bodies. It's outrageous. It is something that has been at the top of my list of things that are just so wrong in this country. You have the evangelical community basically saying our sense of what's right is what is going to be going forward. And yet here are all of these women, including daughters and sisters, in some cases mothers of some of these people, who have to face the worst kinds of consequences as a result of these highly objectionable processes in which women are deprived of their basic rights.
I wonder if a clean functioning climate is a basic right for humans. Nearly 200 countries attending ambitious climate talks. The chair of a two-week climate summit attended by nearly 200 countries warned at its opening that those refusing to adjust to the planet's rising temperatures will be on the wrong side of history, calling on governments, this is Chile's environmental minister, Alan, to make more ambitious pledges to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases ahead of the deadline to do so next year. I also saw at a debate in the UK, Boris Johnson did not attend a climate debate. They put a block of ice so that it could melt on stage in his spot while the debate went on.
Well, you know, the big thing here are the kids. Kids know that it is their world that they are inheriting right now that is going in the wrong direction, and that they are going to be saddled with the consequences. And those consequences are extraordinarily serious, as we know. So the idea that so many young people are turning out for this thing is quite encouraging to me, at least, because if those voices are not heard, they're the ones who have the most to lose here, and they will lose a great deal. The world will be lost. We know this is the greatest threat that this world is facing right now, other than maybe nuclear, but I think worse than nuclear, because to some degree the nuclear thing has been contained. And this just goes forward, heads in the sand, the worst potential futures for this world. And as our young people come out, and they are in great numbers, it really gives me some encouragement.
Encouraging word from our political observer, Alan Chartok. Stay safe out there and stay put. If you don't have to go out, don't go.
It's not going to be easy for people who are used to getting around to do that, David. And yet, think about this. If you don't go out, you can't get into a car crash. This is the kind of thing where people just have to listen to WAMC and relax and take deep breaths. Let them out slowly.
Thanks, Alan.